Καλώς ήρθατε στο SBS στα ελληνικά.
What is your impression of the election campaign so far?
This is, and I've been covering politics for over 30 years, this is clearly the worst campaign I've observed. Part of the problem, I think, is the difficulty the major parties have communicating with the electorate. I think the issue, and it's been coming now for about 10 years, since the internet disrupted sort of the language of politics, the political parties haven't been able to find a clear path to communicate with the electorate en masse. And so they're now caught in this game of trying to reach people individually or in small groups. And I think it makes for a very, very noisy and very inconsistent and sometimes illogical campaign.
What do you think are the strong and weak points of the two major political parties?
I think the coalition has the harder case to argue because they've already sacked themselves twice. They've removed two prime ministers and they've also removed the deputy prime minister, the leader of the National Party. So they can't run on their record. They can only run on the idea that that they are a safer pair of hands for managing the economy. So the economy is clearly still their strongest selling point. But the difficulty they've got is the instability on their side. Part of the issue, and it wouldn't even be resolved by an election win for the coalition, is that there is a very, very deep split, an ideological split in the Liberal Party between the moderates and the hard right. And part of that split is reflected in the electoral map. There's a disproportionate number of coalition MPs from Queensland and fewer from the more progressive state of Victoria, relatively speaking, to the size of the two states. And I think that problem doesn't get resolved with an election win. It obviously wouldn't get resolved with a defeat because it would unleash a civil war. But even in government, it's hard to see how they would be more unified in the third term than they were in the first or the second term. Labor's strong point, and this is not commented much during the election campaign, but Labor's strong point is that they've had experience in government just 6 years ago, and you would hope that they would have learnt the lessons from the Rudd-Gillard era. So a lot of the front bench, including the leader, Bill Shorten, Tony Plibersek, Penny Wong, Anthony Albanese, Chris Bowen, Jim Chalmers, all of them have had experience either as staffers or as ministers in the previous government, and they would have learnt from those mistakes. The downside for the Labor Party, and this is their single biggest weakness, is their leader. Australians traditionally look forward to the election of a Labor government. There's a sense of change, a sense of inspiration. Whitlam, Hawke and Kevin Rudd, the last three Labor leaders to take Labor to power from opposition, had very, very positive agendas. Bill Shorten has a positive agenda but doesn't have the charisma to match, and in a very unusual way is their weakest point.
Finally, would you care to predict the winner of the upcoming election?
I think this election is Labor's to lose. That's not exactly a prediction, but I suspect Labor will win. The question mark to me is whether it's possible to call the election on the night. More than 3 million people have already cast pre-poll ballots, and that'll make it very difficult on the night for the Electoral Commission to count the votes cast on the day and to assign the pre-poll votes to their individual seats. So we may be waiting a long time on the Saturday night before we know the result.
Mr. Mangaloyiannis, I would like to thank you for your time.
Thank you, Alexandros. Ευχαριστώ πολύ.
Αν σας άρεσε αυτό που μόλις ακούσατε, βρείτε το SBS Greek στα podcast της Google και της Apple.